Internal security. The Ministry of Defense has affirmed its dedication to ensuring the well-being of the Kenya Defense Forces, KDF, members and their families. Speaking during celebrations marking the 13th Kenya Defense Forces Day at Thika Garrison on Monday, Defense Cabinet Secretary Sui Pantuya noted that her ministry was committed to making sure KDF personnel were well taken care of. "We are obligated as a ministry and nation in ensuring that our serving recruits and the families of our fallen heroes receive the care and support they deserve. This commitment is reflected in our diverse range of support programs, which include comprehensive healthcare services, financial empowerment initiatives, and educational benefits," she stated. The CS emphasized the ministry's ongoing commitment to supporting the families of fallen soldiers through pension plans, scholarships for their children, and psychosocial programs, noting that they help families to navigate loss and maintain resilience. "Every fallen soldier carries a poignant story, leaving behind a grieving family and a community that stands proud of their legacy. Kenya stands united in your sorrow and honors your resilience," Tuya stated. CS Sui Pantuya, middle, flanked by Chief of Defense Forces General Charles Kahariri, right, and Attorney General Dorcas Oduor, second right, and other KDF officers during the event at Thika Garrison. Moreover, the CS commended the Kenya Defense Forces, KDF, for their efforts in tackling banditry in the North Rift and their swift response to disasters like floods, highlighting their dedication to the protection and welfare of the nation. Additionally, the military also unveiled a book titled Defenders of the Nation, which chronicles the history of the Kenya Defense Forces, KDF, from its origins in the King's African Rifles to the modern, agile African force it is today. Brigadier Stephen Huria, commander of the Artillery Brigade, emphasized that the book commemorates the evolution, challenges, and involvement of the men and women who have safeguarded Kenya's borders and patrolled her waters. "It narrates the tales of our services, showcasing bravery during the Shifter movement alongside our steadfast dedication to diplomacy missions and philanthropic initiatives. The book stands as an accolade to the noblest ideals of service," stated Brig. Huria. A monument dedicated to the memory of the fallen heroes was also unveiled at the ceremony.